Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في
أرض. Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. And as history is a testament, and furthermore both friend and enemy have testified openly, Imam Ali alayhi salam was not tainted with any vices, unlike so many others who surrounded him and opposed him. He had a perfect faith in Allah, and so he acted according to his belief. Imam Ali alayhi salam was a lantern of guidance in his time, where the sunnah of the Holy Prophet had begun to be forgotten. Yet Imam Ali remained steadfast on the path of the pure Muhammadan Islam, like a solid, unshakable fortress in the middle of a great wild storm.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام أحبب حبيبك هونا ما عسى أن يكون بغيضك يوما ما وأبغض بغيضك هونا ما عسى أن يكون حبيبك يوما ما
Imam Ali stated, "Have love for your friend up to a limit, for it is possible that he may turn into your enemy someday. And hate your enemy up to a limit, for it is possible that he may turn into your friend someday." Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are humbly at your service, speaking about the beautiful universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. His Eminence, of course, has a persona which transcends time, it transcends place. It is something which has been practicable and implementable and practical and relevant to the eras of the past, hundreds of years, as well as to the present day. And we learn so much from this fountain which was trained and nurtured and educated and raised and brought up by the final messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. So we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he always considered oppression to be absolutely forbidden, whether it was towards a friend or even an enemy. And it was in this path of considering oppression and zulm and injustice to be absolutely forbidden, Imam Ali alayhi salam made no distinction between his supporters and his opponents. He never committed oppression against anybody. It's interesting, he said at one point that he would not even take a dry husk skin from the mouth of an ant because it was injustice. We find that the battle between right and wrong in the school of Imam Ali alayhi salam is to separate from the oppressors, not to oppress them. One must never engage in injustice and oppression and zulm. Otherwise, there is no difference between us and the enemies of God. In a famous historical example, after the conquest of Egypt, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam did not allow the property of the defeated army to be looted, even though that was something that was commonplace and normal for people to do before the era of Islam. And he famously said, "Let no one say that Ali is an oppressor, even about my killer, Ibn Muljim." So we find, you know, that this oppression really is something which is abhorrent in Islam. Injustice destroys everything. Oppression and transgression destroys, as compared to justice and peace and tranquility and fairness and equity, which build, they create a utopian society. And so, whether it is an enemy or it is a friend, justice must always be there. This equity, this fairness, this qist, this adl, this justice and equity, this has to be a very fundamental part of an individual's persona, just as it was a fundamental part of the persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful. And yes, it is difficult at times to be able to be just, but that is where the test of every human being is. An individual must push themselves and strive to be just, especially in a situation where they don't want to be just. A very thought-provoking lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Has a verse ever come where Allah says, "Woe to you for running away from the battlefield! Woe to you for lying! Woe to you for raising your voice in front of the messenger! Woe to you for being disrespectful to the Prophet!" Has the Quran ever said that? If it is not, and there are those who have held power, who have held the previous latter points that I mentioned, Allah on judgment day will question the integrity of my soul and say, "You accepted that? You think I will send representatives like this?" I asked my Christian brethren the same question. Paul persecuted Christians. He killed them. It's not a historical bleep. It's known. I say to them, as much as great as a man you consider him to be, can God send a messenger, a representative who's going to be the central axis of your faith from the very direction of the person who was against God? They said, well, that's how the pendulum swings. I said, if that's the case, then let's make the devil the most important man. For if he became a believer today, he would be the most powerful man because his pendulum swung the most. Absurd, isn't it? It's absurd, brothers and sisters. Even you and I, as much as a person lied to you and me, wants to go into business with me, I'll never trust that person. Even if that person gives everything of his life in front of me, I'll never trust him 100%. Why? He's a human being. We all make mistakes. We have a right to forgiveness. And we do forgive. And we have forgiven. But would you and I go into transaction at that level, knowing that this person cheated me before, and now he has asked for forgiveness, but it's okay, take everything that I own? You and I would never do this. How would you and I do this without religion? At the end of the day, civil law is never as important as moral law. So I conclude at this level, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded Imam Ali, why is Allah saying, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum? This verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 3, which was revealed. Why was it revealed? And it's revealed in between verses about food. Allah uses as what we call parenthetical. Parenthetical meaning it is so important. It comes between something that you're questioning. Why is this verse here? Just like the ayah of the Tahir of Ahlul Bayt, you find it's in between the rebuking of wives of the Prophet of Allah. You say, why is it here? Allah says it's parenthetical. Use your mind, understand the principles of who this messenger was, who he chose, what he pointed to, what the world has to say, and then go down to the essence of who you are and ask the question, who is most worthy of being the best representatives of Allah, and then follow that part, because on Judgment Day you will never be held liable for that. So you find Allah after Imam Ali alayhi salam has been appointed, you find that Allah reveals this verse, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islama deena. Wow, today we have completed our favor. It's a momentous moment, brothers and sisters. Tonight we celebrate this for this reason. What is it about? Is it the quantity? It's the quality. The quality is sealed, it's complete. Why does Allah say, Ya ayyuhar rasul balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik? The last part Allah says what? Wallahu ya'asimuka in an-nas, God will protect you from mankind. Because Shaitan and his group know, bring the religion of God, bring it halfway, we'll fill in the gaps. We're more than happy to do that. We love when God brings a religion. He gives us a springboard to put ourselves in position. Then no one will reject us. Yesterday I was watching on television, there's this called some ministry that's been robbing people of millions, $450 million theft. The guys are standing there, robbing everybody in the name of God. The Spirit of God is with you. Have faith. The guys are giving thousands, millions of dollars. Have faith. The guys are robbing them, running. Running away. Have faith. And I'm listening. I said, wow, there it is. There it is. Allah says, look, blind faith, look where it takes you. You want that? You have crooks who come and rob you left, right, and center. Is that how you do it? No. It's found on good grounds, on a basis that when you look at it, you say, this has merit.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.